In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with Volume 24, July 23rd, 1928. Doctrine on light, we begin to see why Jesus says, I am the light of the world. And then he says to us, you are the light of the world. And he's asking us to allow him to bring us to that point of embracing this light. And we've mentioned before that the saints had a nimbus of light around their head, a halo of light. But what the divine will is, it's the light that emanates. We get a glimpse of it when we look at our Lord, the divine mercy. There's two rays of light. In the divine will, Jesus says there'll be 360 degrees of light coming from his heart. And to be in his image and likeness, he's offering to us this new and divine way of holiness, where we really begin to experience this divine I love you. This is what's so amazing about this gift. This gift is everything that you could ever want as a Catholic. It's the knowing Jesus Christ, learning about Jesus Christ, loving Jesus Christ. Jesus says, now is the time that you're going to share in my divinity, this time of sanctification that's coming to the earth. So he says the way you know this is happening is through the writings that I've given to Louisa. What he has told Louisa is what the world is going to experience. And when that day happens, the kingdom will be established on earth as it is in heaven. And Jesus says the whole world will rejoice. How did this happen? How did the kingdom come? What caused this? And Jesus says it's Louisa, the little daughter of the divine will, and the soul's link to Louisa. So our job, Jesus says, this apostolate, he says, is the greatest that you could possibly be part of. It's to work with our Lord, our Lady, and now the little newborn Louisa, so this power of the Holy Spirit can come upon the earth. The second Pentecost can happen. And this is what Jesus talks about. This is what this light is. It's a new and divine way of holiness, as Pope St. John Paul II, quoting St. Honorable de Francia. This is what's coming to the earth, a new and divine way of holiness, something that's never been seen before. I mean, it's the life of Jesus. It's the life of Mary. When they were on earth, they lived in this light. Adam, before the fall, lived in this light. But no human born of original sin has lived in this light until Louisa. And once Louisa received this teaching, Jesus says to Louisa, everything is accomplished. Now it needs to be known. So what needs to be known? It's Louisa and the divine will. She's the one that possesses this gift. And the closer we get to Louisa, the more that we read and study and put this into practice, the more we begin to understand these lessons that Jesus has taught Louisa in the Book of Heaven, the more we begin to comprehend the vastness, the beauty of this light, that's really, it's the light of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. And a human born of original sin now possesses it. And so in Volume 24, July 23rd, 1928, Jesus says, Louisa, my daughter, the soul in whom my divine will is present is the luminous point in the world. So at this time, Louisa was the only one. Louisa, she's the one that possessed this gift. And it's this brilliant light of Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve found in Louisa. It makes the darkness of the world disappear. And he says the most beautiful place on the world, the most beautiful point on the world is where this soul reigns, where this soul lives. Now, as we are reading this, as we are studying this, these little flames that we have of our love of God is getting brighter and brighter, to the point where this fire of the Holy Spirit, this love of God, this light of God, this life of God, of Jesus and Mary, is going to be given to all the world, and the world is going to be caught on fire. It's the consummation of the world, the consuming of the world in love. What is going to survive this fire, Jesus says, is the children of the divine will, because they're learning how to live this life. So the more that we read, the more that we study, the more that we put this into practice, the more this little flame of our love, which is nothing compared to the sun in the sky, Jesus says, we're turning our life over to God more and more. Every thought, every word, every deed, it's becoming more part of who we are, image and now the likeness of God. So through holy baptism, we are in God's image. And now with this gift of the divine will, God is calling us to enter into his likeness. So he says, the luminous point of the earth, of the world, is Luisa. And those souls who want to be linked to Luisa, this is the beginning of this explosion of fire. It's the fire of God's love. So as Jesus tells Luisa, we are at war, but it's not a war of blood. It's a war of love. And we have to understand that this final battle is to bring us to the point where God breathed, as God breathed that Ruah of God, the breath of God, the life of God into Adam. So Adam could be in God's image and likeness. Is Jesus says, now is the time when I'm going to do that again. Now is the time. So a lot of people are panicking. A lot of people are like, we got to do this. We got to do that. And it's to rest in God's arms, is to rest in the arms of Jesus. It's to trust in him, believe in him, hope in him. And this is why the final gift that was given to humanity, Jesus says to Saint Faustina, the final devotion is Jesus, I trust in you, divine mercy. This gift that God is breathing into humanity is going to get us through this great outpouring of this consumption of love, this light, this love, this life of God that's going to breathe again into humanity so that we can enter into God's image and likeness. And Jesus says, I can't breathe into you like I breathed into Adam. Adam was dust, and as much dust as God wanted. And he breathed in, and out of the dust came the image and likeness of God. And he says, with us, we're already formed. So he says, our human will, we have to empty ourselves of our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin, our doubts. We got to get rid of all of that to say to Jesus, I trust in you. I am so confident in you that no matter what I have to go through, I trust you, Lord. You're going to take care of it. You know, a lot of people panic over their health, over their wealth. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? And it's like, Jesus, I trust in you. You're going to take care of it. There's nothing I can do about this situation. I need you, Lord. Because you're my savior, you're my king, you're my God, you're my all. So what happens is as we fall more and more in love with Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, we want to spend time with our Eucharistic Lord. We want to spend time adoring him and loving him and praising him and thanking him and blessing him. And Jesus says to Luisa, you have to learn how to pray the rounds of creation, the round of redemption. You have to learn how to enter into this life. So if you haven't begun to read the round of creation, a round of redemption. If you haven't gotten into that yet, it's time. Jesus says that it's time to enter into this, what Jesus is going to teach us. This is how he prayed. This is how his mother prayed. This is how Adam prayed before the fall, especially the round of creation. And as we enter into this round, and it's free on luisapicaretta.me, luisapicaretta.me. Go to the, and I love these, Easter and Pentecost. It's so much fun to begin to pray, filled with delight, filled with peace, joy, and happiness, filled with confidence in God, trust in him, going through his life, going through his life with his mother, going through all that God has given to the world in creation and all that God has given to the world in redemption. So it's, if you start reading this, start learning how to pray throughout the day, that as you learn this, as you learn the I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you, I worship you, what happens is you really are experiencing heaven. So this is why Jesus says the soul in whom my divine will is present is the luminous part of the world. I mentioned it a couple times before, but when we were in Syracuse giving a talk back in the 90s, I think early 90s, I said to everybody, there's more light coming from this room than any place else, because any place else in the world. Jesus talks about this to Louisa often. And that night, the candle factory burnt down in Syracuse. And the paper the next day, it says the greatest light or fire has just happened. And I'm thinking, you know, the evil one is despises, you know, the Lord, despises the children of God. And so in his misery, wanted to prove that he was greater in his destruction. Our job is not to panic. Our job is to trust in the Lord, confidence in the Lord. So he says this, just as a son can be seen under the vault of the heavens that invests the earth with its rays. Okay, as you could see the sun, you know, investing the earth with the rays of the sun, penetrating everywhere with its life of light, embellishes, colors, fundicates the whole earth, so can another sun. Another sun, he said, that's more beautiful. Another sun that's more refulgent. And it can be seen in that point of the world that is in the soul, Louisa, in whom my divine will reigns. See, this is what has to be known. It's complete. It's completed. Now it needs to be known, Jesus says. So our job is to know Louisa. You know, your family doesn't want the divine will. Your neighbors don't want the divine will. Everybody's doing what they want. Jesus has given us the book of heaven. He says, learn this, know this, put this into practice. Know that you go to little Louisa, who possesses the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. Go to little Louisa and watch what I will give to the world. He says, if you can enter into this life, if you could be the one who loves the divine will more than anything, he says, when I find the souls that want this more than anything, I will give this gift to the world. He hasn't given it to the world yet. Right? Why? Because he hasn't found anybody yet. He really wants us to love the divine will so much that, like Louisa, we spend our time reading, studying, and putting this into practice. Not just a page or two, but memorizing. Like I said, the rounds. He tells Louisa from volume 16 to volume 36, pray the rounds. Who prays the rounds? It's only those souls who want this gift. To pray the round of redemption, pray the round of creation, you're in heaven. You begin to, your memory begins to be filled with what Jesus and Mary have done, what our God has planned for all of humanity. So Jesus is saying, you see the sun in the sky? I want to tell you of a more beautiful sun, more effulgent sun that can, that is seen at that point of the world in the soul in where my divine will reigns. And he says, these rays extend and expand so much as to embrace everything and everyone. So we've mentioned this before. The face of the earth is changing by the souls who are reading the divine will. As we begin to read in the divine will and study the divine will, Jesus says this, these rays of light, this understanding, this illumination of reality, he says, are expanding and extending so much that it is embracing all of humanity and everyone and everything. We know that the world is changing. Why is it changing? It's because of Louisa and the Book of Heaven, which Jesus gave to Louisa. Now, what does Jesus say? He says, when these writings of the Book of Heaven are given to the world, released to the world, the face of the earth is going to change. And that happened in February 2nd on the Feast of Presentation of 1996, when the writings came out of the Vatican. And the writings, the very first thing when the writings came out, they went to Mexico City to Acuña's. Acuña was one of the ones, he led the charge for, at that time, Archbishop, Cardinal Ratzinger, went through the writings of St. Honorable de Francia that he put the Nihil Obstat on. The writings, and realizing that they had made a mistake in saying that the writings of Louisa were condemned. And he made it very clear that it was her spiritual director, Father Calvi. Father Calvi, took the writings of the Hours of the Passion, took the writings of the Virgin Mary and the Kingdom and crossed pages out and said, no, Jesus meant this, and crossed pages out. No, Our Lady meant that. And when the church says, no, this is heresy, this is Louisa's, and we condemn these writings here from Father Calvi, Louisa said, I condemn them too, because they're not the words of Jesus. They're not the words of Mary. So because of Acuña, the writings were sent immediately in Italian, because Acuña's prayer group studied volume 1 through volume 19 in Italian, and learning Italian, they studied it. So they knew the language. They were used to the language. So they got all 36 volumes first. And Our Lady said to Father Gobi that the Triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary will begin in Mexico City. Okay. She said at the end, the last passage to Father Gobi in 1997, she says that everything is now completed. What was completed in 1997? It's the Acuña's group in Mexico City read all 36 volumes. First group in the world that read this, and that's the Triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Those children in trying to live in the divine will are the first to begin to enter into this light, this life of God. So since then, everything has fallen apart in the world, it seems, but God is getting everything in order. He's saying to every soul, get ready. The kingdom is coming. Now, the evil one is panicking because he knows his kingdom is over. So he's going to try to destroy the earth. And we can see what's happening worldwide. But Jesus is going to win. God is going to win. Our confidence is not in the situation. It's in who the Lord is and his mother, the new Adam and the new Eve, who breathed, if you want to say, this life into Louisa. She wrote it down on paper, and we have the book. Why? Jesus planned for us to have the book. He predestined us to live at this time to receive this book. So our duty, our obligation is to enter into this abundant life. So Jesus says, I'm going to show you a more beautiful, more refulgent sun, that it's the soul who lives in my divine will. That's first of all, Louisa. It's the life of Jesus and Mary found in Louisa. And these rays expand and extend so much as to embrace everything and everyone. Everything on the face of the earth is changing. As we continue to read, it's going to change more quickly. And more people are beginning to read and study and put this into practice. They're not realizing yet that it's happened. As Our Lady said to Bruno in 1947, Our Lady of Revelation, time has now come to an end. And it's not the end of the world. It's the end of the reign of the evil one. The era of his time is over. So as she said that, you know, what is it, 72 years ago, 74 years ago, as she said this in 1947, God is saying to us, hang on to your hat. Good things are coming. A new beginning for humanity is coming. And he asks us to participate in this. And he says to Louisa and now to us, are you willing to enter into this new and divine way of holiness? And when we say yes, then God goes, here's the round of creation, round of redemption. And he says, begin. And he doesn't force us. He says, begin to read, begin to study, begin to put this into practice. So again, most of us are probably around 30% wanting the divine will. Jesus says, I want to fill you to overflowing, more than 100% God wants to give to us. So he's waiting for the souls who are going to make the divine will everything. And he says, once I find this, I will give it to the world. And then he talks about that to Louisa, that great event where everyone will say, how did the kingdom come? What happened? And Jesus said, it happened because of Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. That's our job, to help bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. So Jesus says, it's already begun, and now it needs to be known. It's begun. So Jesus says, how beautiful it is to see from heaven these luminous points. These are the children of the divine will in the depth of the earth. It no longer seems the earth, but it becomes heaven, because there is the son of my fiat. You know, it's what's fun is Jesus tells Louisa that her name in heaven, our name in heaven, one with Louisa, is my fiat. So Jesus says very, very clearly in heaven, I mean, there's my fiat, and there's my fiat, and there's my fiat. It's to give up your human will, to live in the divine will, he says, is heaven on earth. He says, these luminous points from seen from heaven, it's no longer earth, it's heaven. The souls who are striving to live in the divine will are peaceful, joyful, and happy. Nothing bothers them. Nothing. Why? They're filled with peace, joy, and happiness. They're filled with heaven. And I truly believe when we're reading the book of heaven, and there's no time or space in the divine will, God takes us to heaven as he took Louisa to explain to her and to us what the kingdom of God is all about. I think this is why we're always happy. God is always bringing us, but then he gives us like a divine anesthesia where all of a sudden we don't remember it. We know we're happy. Why am I so happy? But it's Jesus is explaining. And he says this, he said that to Dina Bellinger. He said, Dina, you're going to die on this day. And so she said to the sisters, Jesus said, I'm going to die on this day. So they all got there ready, you know, praying, and she doesn't die. 2 weeks later, Jesus appears and says to her, or she says to Jesus, I guess I misunderstood. You said I was going to die. And as you can see, I'm not dead. And Jesus says, you are gone. You're in heaven. He says, I am your divine substitute. That's not the divine will. It's close. But what we're experiencing is beyond what Jesus said to Saint Faustina. Dina Bellinger beyond what he said to her, because he says, when you get to heaven, you're going to see that that day you did die and I took your place. Now here, this gift that he gave to Dina Bellinger is beautiful, but it's not the divine will. The divine will is light years beyond that. This is the thing that we haven't seen anything yet. God is so happy because of Louisa. He's so excited about Louisa that we have divine mercy, that he gave this divine mercy to St. Faustina. He's so excited about Louisa, happy about Louisa, that he gives Dina Bellinger this overflow of the what the divine will is to a person who didn't even read the writings of Louisa. So it's my divine substitute. You're my divine substitute. What God is going to do is he's going to make us aware of this light, this life, this love of God. The more that we dive into this gift, the more everything in the church points to the divine will. Everything. Sacred scripture, our dogma and doctrine, the lives of the saints. Everything that we begin to read, everything points to what God is going to bring about through this little newborn, Louisa. He says, heaven is here because there is the son of my fiat in the soul and souls linked to Louisa. First Louisa and the souls linked to Louisa. He says, its rays embellish, fundicate, and scatter such variety of divine colors. See, now this is the other thing. Heaven, there's colors that we've never seen before. There's sounds that we've never heard before. We're used to this earth. We're used to the colors, the sounds of this earth, and it's beautiful. But the divine colors, the divine sound, the divine harmony, the divine water in heaven, the divine air in heaven, it goes way, way, way beyond what we know here. And see, Jesus says, these rays that are in the souls of the divine will scatter such a variety of divine colors as to communicate. Just the colors are communicating. The sounds are communicating varieties of beauties of their God with its life of light, life of love. It's to enter into heaven while on earth. And this is what Jesus is asking. He's asking us, are you willing to enter into this life? And we say, yes. Then he says, okay, keep on reading, keep on studying. And when I see that you're ready for this, I will give you what I gave to Louisa. These rays of light, of divine colors, communicating to us the divine beauties of God himself with this light of love of life that God wants to breathe in us. This Ruah of God, this breath of God, he says, learn to, this again, this is the round of creation. Learn to breathe in the breath that God breathed into Adam. Every time you breathe, breathe in my breathing, beat in my heart beating. I don't want this limited human understanding at this point. I want to enter into your divine understanding, your divine way of life. Jesus goes, are you serious? Because nobody's saying this to him. He goes, are you serious? And we say, yes, I'm serious. He goes, okay. You can prove that, well, of what you just said, by reading and studying and putting it into practice what I taught Louisa. So he has given us the book of heaven because he has seen in us this, yes, I want what you want, Lord. And he goes, okay, I'll give you the book of heaven. And now it's up to you whether you want 30%, 60%, or 100%, whatever you want, I will give to you. I will fill you to overflowing as much as you want. So when we hear about divine colors, divine light, divine harmony, he says each human is an instrument of this beautiful orchestra that God is going to produce. I mean, he's the director. He's the conductor. Heaven is all of us praising God, loving God, glorifying God, worshiping God, filled with peace, joy, and happiness. No more worries, no more fears, no more anxieties. Yes, it's difficult. This is how difficult it was for Jesus and for Mary, standing at the foot of the cross, watching her son die, the Holy One, the most beautiful of all humans. Yes, it's tough, but God is asking us to trust him. Jesus, I trust in you. The final devotion given to the church. I believe in you. I am confident in you. This is what God is waiting for. So he says very, very clearly, these divine colors communicate the divine beauties of God with this life of light that we're entering into. You're going to see things, hear things, smell things, taste things, touch things that are going to be divine. Why? Because Jesus tells Louisa that the human senses were made for God. Let's just get our eyes focused on God. When you go to Eucharistic adoration, when you look at Jesus in the monstrance, we are looking at God. What are we doing with our heart, our mind, our soul when we're looking at God? Are we entering into that praise, that glory, that heaven is all about? Are our hearts, as the saint said, are our hearts set on fire looking at Jesus? That's our God, our Savior. We are looking at God. And that's why St. Teresa says, the only time that we freely can love God is now, because when we get to heaven, we're going to have to love God. He's so beautiful. He's so perfect. He is so loving that you can't not love him. Your whole being wants to be consumed in that love. So Jesus is saying, this light of the children of the divine will, this light that Louisa possesses, and the little children, the Holy Divine Will, are wanting to possess, this flame of love turns into a sun, a blazing sun. And this is what he says. Wherever these luminous points are present, the current of evil is stopped. I remember being with the new archbishop in Corrado, and we were looking at the map of the world where Divine Will prayer groups were located. And South Korea was packed with Divine Will prayer groups. And I went, no wonder. No wonder. What is it saying? What is it saying? Wherever these luminous points of the little children of the Holy Divine Will are present, the current of evil is stopped. That's our job. We are to bring heaven to earth. And that means evil can't exist. My divine justice itself feels disarmed by the strength of this light. See, Jesus tells Louisa, divine justice is coming to the earth. Jesus comes with divine justice. And he says to Louisa, you're going to be in charge of divine justice. And Louisa says, hey, anything but that. I don't want people to receive, if they're far from you, punishment. And Jesus says, this is your job. Your job as a human, to a human born of original sin, who now shares this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. So divine justice is everybody's going to get what they live for. Everybody. What are we living for? Is it to live a Catholic life? Is it to live a holy life? Is it to live a saintly life? That's volume 1 through volume 10. Is it now to live a life through the power of the Holy Spirit, which is volume 11 through volume 19. Oh yeah, I want to tell you what Father Janus says. He shared with me the other day, maybe yesterday. There's the nine excesses of love, volume 1. And he says, The Nine Excesses of Love, I can't wait to get into this, is volume 2 through volume 10. Okay. And then what do you have? Volume 11 through volume 19. It's repeated again. First of all, doing the will of God. Secondly, living in the divine will. And then it's again, receiving the divine inheritance, the nine excesses of love from volume 20. And then seven more abundant graces given after that. It makes the book of heaven completely changed. It makes it completely changed. Jesus is showing us through Father this new and divine way of holiness that's all based on the nine excesses of love, which St. Honorable de Francia says is we begin to understand the love of God. This light is changing from sin to grace. So Jesus says this. He says, wherever these luminous points are present, the current of evil is stopped. My divine justice feels itself disarmed by the strength, by the power of this light, and changes the scourges into grace. A lot of people are doom and gloomers. Oh, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. And we got to find this. We got to find it. Jesus says, live in the divine will, and the God's justice is going to feel disarmed, and change is going to change the scourges into grace. God says, evil is going to be stopped. That's our job. That's our job. Jesus didn't give this to the saints. He gave this to us to begin to live in the divine will. These points are the smiles of the earth. Their light is the herald and bearer of peace. They are the bearer of beauty, bearer of sanctity, bearer of life that never dies. She's the bearer of peace. She's the bearer of beauty. She's the bearer of sanctity. She's the bearer of life that never dies. It's Jesus. And as mother, so is the daughter. This new and divine way of holiness is coming upon the earth. And Jesus is offering this to us. Do you want to be the smile of the earth? Do you want to be the light that's the herald of the bearer of peace, the bearer of beauty, the bearer of sanctity, the bearer of life for your family, for your friends, for your neighbors, for your coworkers, for your parishioners? If you say yes, God goes, good, read. I've given you the book of heaven, Jesus says. I predestine you to receive this book. As you begin to read it, as you begin to study it, everything begins to make sense. Everything begins to fall into place. It looks like disorder right now, but God's getting everything ready for the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. These souls can be called the fortunate points of the earth because in their midst, there is light that never dims. There is life that always rises. And while where these lights, these luminous points are not present, the earth is obscure. And if any good is done, it is like those little lights, they have no rays, because the source of the light is missing in that good. So here Jesus is saying, all good comes from the divine will. He says, but if the divine will isn't there, he says, if there's any good that is done, it is like a little light. It is like a flickering light, not the sun in the sky. That this is what Jesus breathed into Adam. I mean, this is what God breathed into Adam. This new and divine way of holiness that started with Adam. Adam lost it. Jesus and Mary comes to earth to redeem humanity, or that he co-redeemed with Christ. And now, the time of sanctification. Now this light, this life is being poured out upon the earth. And this is why he says, where these luminous points are not present, the earth is obscure. And if any good is done, it is like a little light. They have no rays like the sun, because the source of the light is missing in that good. And therefore it has no strength, no virtue to extend and expand. This is what God is doing. He says, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its taste, what good is it? It's just sand. You walk on it. He says, this is how you're going to be perfected as my heavenly Father is perfect, by learning how to live in the divine will. God is doing this. And that's what St. Louis de Montfort says: in the final days, they'll be the greatest saints in the history of the church, history of the world. And it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. It's begun. Our Lady predicted this, prophesied this to Bruno. Time has now come to an end. The new era has begun. It's not the end of the world. It's not doom and gloom. It's glory. Glory is coming. And Jesus is asking us to begin to live heaven on earth. That's what the divine will is. It's not doom and gloom. It's peace, joy, and happiness. It's confidence in God. It's trust in God. It's hope in God. Christian hope is certitude. We know God wins. And this war that we are in, Jesus says, it's not a war of blood. It's a war of love. That's what the divine will is. The more we enter into this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies, the more we enter into this, the more we begin to live this life of love. Jesus says, if the source is missing, they are subject to become extinguished. If we don't have the divine will, these little lights will be extinguished. He says, and the earth remains obscured as though buried in thick darkness. Because the human will, listen to this, is very important for us to understand. The human will is the herald and bearer of evils, of disturbances, of disorders and the like. This is why we're getting ready for Ascension Thursday, to make this vow to take my human will with you, Lord Jesus, to heaven. And in exchange, give me the divine will. This vow is important because it's to say, I don't want to live a life of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin anymore. I want to die to that. I want to become a victim of living in the divine will. What is that? Peace, joy, and happiness. What is that? No more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no more negativity, no more sin. That's our goal. And again, God is going to test us. And he's going to say, what about this situation? You're going to be worried about it? What about this situation? You're going to be afraid? What about this? He has to see where we are. And he's going to test us. The great thing about this up and coming vow is Jesus says to Louisa, this vow should be made on the Feast of the Ascension. Okay, 40 days after Jesus' resurrection. Now think about that. When Louisa died 40 days later, Our Lady descended to earth 40 days after Louisa died. When Jesus rose from the dead 40 days later, he ascended into heaven. And he says, this is the day where you make the vow. You make your promise. The promise is, I don't want to live in my misery anymore. The promise is, I'm going to make the divine will my everything. The promise is, the book of heaven is going to be my life. It's all of sacred scripture is ours. All of our dogma and doctrine is ours. And now Jesus says, now I'm going to give you the book of heaven, which he calls the gospel of the kingdom. Wait till we enter into this. Everything begins to make sense. All the dogma, all the doctrine, all of sacred scripture becomes alive. And as we read, it's the same thing as the two on the way to Emmaus. Our hearts become inflamed. We become filled with joy and happiness, listening to Jesus explain to us this about this great gift of the divine will. So let us pray. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa. And we pray for all the little children, holy divine will, to be divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.